Sanibez Hashem Hilchas Malichas Shir 28. In this shir we're going to cover Siman Ein Zayin and Siman Ein Ches. Siman Ein Zayin is a dinim of roasting animals with stuffing inside. So this din is based on a Gemara in Psachim, Daf Ein Dalet Amud Aleph, towards the bottom. Over there the Gemara says Omer Rabba, some gear says it's Omer Rava. Haimel Yaisa Sharia. When you roasted an animal with stuffing inside, it's mutter. Even if you did not previously salt the meat that's roasted inside, still the meat that's inside is mutter. Amalei Abayit, Vokobolo Domo, the outside animal, the sheep or the chicken, absorbs blood from the inside meat. Amalei, so Rabbi answered, Kaboy Lekach Polto, just like it gets absorbed into the outside meat, it also will come out of the outside meat, and therefore it's mutter. And the Gemara tries to bring a few rayas to this din. In the end, the Gemara says, on Amud Beis, V'hilchasam ol yaisa shari, the halacha is that to roast an animal with stuffing is mutter, afilu pumalel, even if the opening of the animal, the mouth of the animal, is on the top. Even though it doesn't have a place to drain, the blood goes through the animal, and therefore even the stuffing is mutter. So the Rif says in Chulin, Laman Aleph Amud Beis, that it's only mutter to roast stuffing inside an animal, like they used to roast a korban Pesach. But to cook, meaning to salt it together, in order to cook it, is aser. And the Rosh says that even if the outside animal was salted, for shir malicha, and it no longer has any blood or tzir coming out, still it's mutter. Because since the blood comes out as soon as it's absorbed, it's mutter. So let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Oifis agdiyim, shemamalam oisem basar, fowl or a kid that was stuffed with meat, shalay nimlach, which was not salted, imletzli mutter. If you're roasting like that, it's mutter. Afilu piyam lamala, even if the mouth of the animal is facing up. Vafilu im nimlach achitzain, and even if the outside was salted, the chicken or kid that it was stuffed in was salted, it's mutter. The kamoshe balei adam haimiluyim kach poltein. Because just as it absorbs the blood of the meat that was stuffed inside, it gives off, and therefore it's mutter. Just like we saw in the Rosh. So then the Rama says, V'kol shekein im nimlach apnimi, v'lo yachitzain deshari. And certainly if the inside was previously salted, and has no blood left, v'lo yachitzain, and the outside was not salted, deshari, that everything is mutter, the menura mishav shari v'adam anachitzain, because the fire draws out the blood from the outside meat, and the nivlach apnimi, and does not absorb into the stuffing. That's the Mechaber Rama. So far we saw two cases. Either the outside was previously salted and the inside was not salted, or the inside was previously salted and the outside was not salted. So really we can break down this din into nine cases. You can have three possibilities in the outside and three possibilities in the inside, and therefore you'll have nine cases. The meat was never salted. The meat is now in the middle of being salted. It was salted less than shir malicha. Or the meat was salted and washed, or the same din is if it was salted for 24 hours. That is no longer blood or tzir coming out of the meat. So let's go through the Taz Sifkat Aleph and the Shach Sifkat Beis, and I'll see if we can cover all these scenarios. So I have the chart in front of you, and let's follow along with the Taz and Shach inside and see all the dinim in this chart. So now, the Taz says in Sifkat Aleph, "Ba'afilo nimlach achitzain, pirish upolat kol domoy," that if the outside was salted and there's no longer any blood coming out or any tzir coming out, it's mutter, even though the inside was not yet salted. In the chart, this is case 3a. The outside was salted and washed, and the inside was not salted. So according to the Mechaber, and with the explanation of the Taz, it's mutter. So the Taz says, "V'kosu beis Yosef, u'shaloi ka ha'goyis maimini." This is not like the goyis maimini. "Sha'oyser benimlach achitzain v'loi pnimi." That answers this case, where the outside was salted, and the inside was not salted, mishum de'en hachitzain toward liflight, because since the outside is not giving off blood, therefore it will absorb from the inside. We'll see in the Shach that he argues on this point. The Taz says, "Ubetoros chatas kal tes pasuk ha'goyis maimini, v'chein kosu ha'mordechai." That the Toros chatas pasukon is like the goyis maimini, the way the Taz is understanding, that the inside was not salted at all, and the outside was salted, and is no longer giving off blood or tzir. This is also how the Mordechai pasukons. Avo benimlach apnimi v'loy hachitzain, but if the inside was salted and not the outside, that's the case of the Ramah. The inside was already salted to remove all the blood, and the outside was never salted. Kuli alma moidim deshari. Everyone holds its mutter. Mishum de nuah shav ladam. Because the fire draws the blood of the outside towards it, and the inside will not absorb from the outside. We'll see that the Shach argues in this case as well. So then the Taz brings his mashal. V'ashal kasev v'perakama dechulin simen choftes. The b'shnei maluchim v'afilu loisha. That were both salted, even if they were not salted for shir malicha. That's the middle case, 2b. Ay nimlach apnemi v'loisha. Or the inside was salted for less than shir malicha. V'achitzon lo nimlach. And the outside was not salted at all. That's 1b. Hakol shari. Everything's mutter. If they're both being salted, so it's mutter because they're both giving off blood, and therefore they won't absorb. You say, added to liflet lebola. And if the inside is in the middle of being salted and the outside was not salted, even if it does absorb blood from the inside, when it's roasted, the roasting will take out the blood from the inside along with its own blood. The only time it's asu is where the outside was salted for less than shemalicha, and the inside was not salted. That's 2a. Then the inside is asur, because it will absorb blood from the outside that's being salted before the fire has a chance to have an effect on it. And the only time we say the fire will remove the blood is where it absorbs and gives off at the same time. But over here, since it absorbs the blood before the fire gets a chance to have an effect on it, therefore it will not come out. That's the Taz. So let's see now the Shach, Sifkat and Beis. The Shach says, V'kol shekein nimnim lach apnimi v'lo yachitzein. The more holds that certainly if the inside was already salted and not the outside, that's mutter, because a newer mishav shoy, if the fire draws the blood of the outside towards it and it doesn't get absorbed into the inside. So the Shach says, Das harav da'afilu nim lach apnimi v'sha shem alicha, that even if the inside was salted for shem alicha, eni b'leya min hachitzein, it won't absorb from the outside. The nuah mishav shayim menachitzin, because the fire draws the blood from the outside into the fire and it doesn't allow the inside to absorb from it. V'hoitzi kein bedekim Moshe ubetur eschatas kol tes din vav may iser v'heto aruch. The Ramah and Dekim Moshe and Tur eschatas learns this din out of the iser v'heto aruch. Ubesifrien may sefer aruch mishach herbachti b'zeh. I went to length explaining this din. V'chachti b'vayis b'ruos, and I proved with clear proofs the kol ha'poiskim moidim, that all the poskim agree, the hecha de nimlech apnimi v'shaka de malicha, where the inside was salted and was left for shem malicha, so it's no longer giving off blood, v'achitzin tafel, and the outside was never salted, oy lo yishah shem malicha, or the outside is in the middle of shem malicha, the nes apnimi, that the inside is aser. Shach is saying, in case 1c and 2c, where the inside was salted and washed, and the outside was either not salted or is in the middle of being salted, the inside is aser. Mishum delgabi pnimi loy aminin kaboy lekach poltoy. Because on the inside, we don't say kaboy lekach poltoy, kiven the less by dam shel atzmei liflet, since it's not giving off its own blood, or by leah pnimi, and therefore the inside absorbs. V'loy aminin b'kai gavna mishav shoyev le. And in such a case, as Shach holds, you don't say nu mishav shoyev, since it doesn't have its own blood, it will get absorbed, and we cannot say that the fire draws all the blood towards it, rather that some of the blood gets absorbed into the inside, and therefore the inside is aser, since it's not giving it off its own blood, so the blood that is absorbed won't come out. So the Shach says, Aval im loy nimlech apnimi, but if the inside was not salted, ain't aser, it's not aser, elakashachitzen nimlech v'loisha, only if the outside was salted for less than shem alicha. Means case 2a. Kedekasa v'morcha b'shem ri, v'benotam b'perek kol abasar, like the Mordechai says in the name of the ri v'benotam, she'oz b'leya ha'pnimi koidem atzliya, because in this case, like we said before, the inside absorbs from the blood being given off from the outside that's being salted before the roasting has a chance to have an effect on the inside, and therefore it's asr. V'af al gav d'kaim alam b'sayf simen ayin, even though we learned at the end of simen ayin, the basar she'nimlach al gabi basar she'lein nimlach, that if meat is salted on top of meat that was not yet salted, that melicha helps afterwards to remove the blood of this piece that it absorbs from the top piece, and certainly roasting should help to remove the blood that it absorbs from the top piece, because since it gives off its own blood, it will also give off the blood that it absorbs from another piece. So over here, since the inside was never salted, and it still has blood in it, so now when the roasting does have an effect on the inside, the blood that it absorbs from the outside piece should come out along with its own blood. Hachashayne over here is different. Kivan shehu b'fnim, since it's inside. that since it's stuffed inside the meat, we say that the fire will not be able to draw out the blood that got absorbed. Okasafti sham, de bahochi mairi hasmak soif simon reshei, vagoyis maimini b'shem ha-tosfos. And I wrote in the Aruch Mishach that the Goyis Maimini is talking about a case where the outside is in the middle of being salted. Therefore, the inside is aser. But not like we saw in the Taz in the name of the Torah Schatas, that he learns the Goyis Maimini that the outside was completely salted. Such a case, the Taz, the Shachol, the Tzmutter. Rabbis Yosef, Rabbi Torah Schatas, Shom Hevinu, the Goyis Maimini, Ayri, Hechad, and Nimlach, Achitzen, Vishah, Vizainai. Like we saw, the Beis Yosef and the Torah Schatas learns the Goyis Maimini that he's speaking about where the outside was salted already for Shem Alicha, and that's not true. Rather, the Goyis Maimon is talking about where it's the middle of Shem Alicha, and therefore the inside will absorb before the fire gets a chance to have an effect on the inside. For Oid, the Habitosis Kosvu, furthermore, Tosis writes, the Bechehai Gavna Shori, that in such a case where the outside is already completely salted, it's a mutter, Bechein Mashma Beshas, Mimai de Poch Metfelis Bar Guzla Ein Shom, where it asks from the young pigeon that was surrounded with a dough, like we see in the next simon, that even though the dough has none of its own blood, the Gemara wants to say that it's mutter, because you say, Kabbalah polta miyad. So see that even though the outside no longer has any blood, it's mutter. So what the Goyis Maimon is talking about is where the outside is in the middle of being salted. In such a case, the inside is aser. That's a smak by Goyis Maimon Kain. And I proved over there that that's the opinion of the smak and Goyis Maimon. V'chen kasav tisham, the b'kahai gavna, mayri ha'isr v'heto aruch v'esh klaltas. And I wrote in it, aruch mashach, that this is also what the Yisrael HaTor Aruch is talking about. V'harav, v'tor eschatas, u'b'derken Moshe, haven divi ha'Yisrael HaTor Aruch, b'nyan acher, dochak ma'id. And the Ramon, v'tor eschatas, and derken Moshe have a forced pshat in the Yisrael HaTor Aruch. So what do we see over here? That if the outside is in the middle of being salted, then the inside is aser, even if it wasn't salted. If the outside was already salted and washed, then everything is mutter. So the Shach continues, avok shah pnimi, who is shav alachitzein, where the inside and the outside are the same, dahenu sheshnei meluchim b'shol, meaning that they're both salted for shem alicha, meaning 3C, ay shneim tfeilim, or they're both one not salted, 1A, ay afilu shneim nimluchu b'shol, even if they were both salted and they're now in the middle of shem alicha, 2B, shari b'chol inyan, all these cases it's mutter, g'disa b'morach elahedja. Avok shapnimi tafel v'achitin nimlach b'shol, v'hudach, but where the inside was not salted, and the outside was already salted for Shem Alicha and washed, Pshita de Shari. It's Pashta that it's Mutter. Not like the Torah Schatas learns in the Agos Maimini. Much like the Torah Machaber, it's like the Torah and the Machaber write. The Gabichitza and Amir and Kabbalakach Poltei, that goes by the outside, we say Kabbalakach Poltei, Af Pi, She'ena Pelet Dam Shal Atzmi, even though it's not coming off its own blood. Va'af Al Gav, the Bosser She'nimlach, Agabi Bosser She'kfar Nimlach, but even though meat that's salted above meat that was already salted and washed, kaimalam b'soif simen ayin b'lei mahani le'malicha v'tzliya achakach, that salting and roasting will not help to take out the blood that absorbed from the other piece. Shani hachog, here it's different. Over here it's mutter sheniflat miyad b'shaset habliya, since it comes out at the same time that it gets absorbed. V'hilkach em apnimi nimlach v'loi shah, if the inside was salted less than shemalicha, v'han chitzen nimlach v'shah v'hudach, and the outside was already salted for Shem Alicha and washed, by a pilot kvar called Tziroi, or was salted for 24 hours and all the Tzir came out. That's case 3b. Neser hachitzen, the outer will be aser, de belea gamken me'apnimi koidem atzliya, since the outside will absorb from the blood coming out of the inside piece before the roasting has an effect on it, and therefore it won't come out. Kol zehe alisi sham, all this I said over there in Aruch Mishach, lahashvez divya hapoiskim yachad, to make all the poskim equal and saying the same thing, and it's clear. This is also the opinion of the Mashal and his Yisrael Heter, and his Sefer Shem Yam Shal Shleimer, Perakama, the Chulin, Simon Choftes, Ein Sham. And any place that the Mashal writes, the Hecha de Hapnimi Nimlach, Veloisha, that the inside was salted for less than Shemalicha, Vachitzen Shah, and the outside was salted for Shem Alicha, Shachitzen Mutter, that he says that the outside is Mutter. According to what we just said, since the outside was already Shem Alicha, so it no longer has blood, so it will absorb from the inside, and now there's no longer blood from the outside to come back out on. So why is it Mutter? Since it absorbed before the fire has an effect on it. Akochach Tzorch Lefarish, Dvorov, We'll have to explain its words. Dahainu shachitza lo yehudach, that he's talking about where the outside was not washed, v'leparlat kol tzira, and it didn't cover all the tzir. And since it still has tzir, the blood that gets absorbed from the inside will come out when it gives off the tzir. Even though this is a bit forced in his words to say that he's talking about that it still has tzir. But we have to say that that's the pshat. Why? Because we can't say that the outside was already washed or gave off all its tzir. The ba'dei le'odav achitza mishar basar shenimlach agabi basar shekvar nimlach v'shar v'hudach aipolat kol tziroi. Because in our case, the outside that absorbs blood from the inside that's in the middle of being salted is not any better than salting two pieces of meat where one was salted and washed or gave off all its tzir. The nizbar le'el simen ayin the asar afilo tzli, that we said in simen ayin that you can't even roast it to take out the blood that it absorbs from the other piece. V'afilu im nafal rak basa shekva polat kol siroi, etzel basa shaloi shor adan shem licha, kaim lan da asar. And even if a piece of meat that all the tzir came out fell next to a piece of meat that's in the middle of shem licha, we say it's asar. To our case should not be any better. V'kumo shekosav v'rav sham, like the Ramo writes over there, v'gam v'ashal kosav can become a duchti. And the Mashal himself also writes like this in many places. So our case shouldn't be any better, since it absorbs from the inside piece, and blood or tzir is no longer coming out. Therefore, it should be also just like the case in Siman Ayin. So therefore, we have to say that the Mashal is talking about a case that the outside is still giving off tzir. Even though it's no longer giving off blood, it wasn't washed and it's still giving off tzir. And therefore, the blood that is absorbed from the inside will come out with the tzir. That's a shach. The problem with the shach is, they were learned in Siman Ayin that the Mashal does not hold of either the yiflet tzir or yiflet dam. So therefore, even though it's giving off tzir, still the blood shouldn't come out. It's tzarchin. So now let's see the rest of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Ula kadeva aser, to cook them together is aser, at sheyimlach chitzen levadei upnimi levadei, until you salt the outside separately and the inside separately. And the Tatzon Nishach add that you also have to wash them first. If you don't wash it first, it will be like meat that was cooked without a achrona. Aval im la'acher shemiloi molach achitzen, but if you only salted the chicken after you stuffed it, einay maflet dam shebepnimi, the salt will not take out the blood from the inside. So the simple understanding is that it won't take out the blood from the inside, from the stuffing. But the Taz brings from the Mashal a different pshat. Let's see the Taz. Eina mafla dam sheba pnimi, pirush rashal, vizel ishchayne. The Mashal explains, Eina maflit la dam sheba pnim. It doesn't take out the blood that's inside. Ratzalema shal tzad pnimi shal chitzen atzmai. The inner part of the chitzen, of the chicken. Not only doesn't it take out blood from the stuffing, it also will not take out the blood from the inside part of the chitzon. And this is even if the inside was salted, the outside, the blood of the inner part of the outside meat will not come out. That's the mashal. So the Taz says, even though the simple reading of the words of the Mechaber does not seem that that's what it means, the simple reading is like we said, that it doesn't take out the blood from the stuffing, from the pnimi. Nonetheless, halacha we should be chashish for the words of the mashal. So now the Taz says, "Ve'ena doyma l'mashu pasuk v'simin samachtes demutu b'di'eved kishen ma nimlach mitzad echad." Over here, that you salted the outside. So now we're saying the blood doesn't come out of the inner part. It's not comparable to simin samachtes sevdalad. Over there, we said if you only salted one side of the meat. So according to the mechaber b'di'eved it's mutter, and according to the ramon it has some mubat mutter. So over here too b'di'eved. It should be mutter, according to the Mechaber, Hefzen Muba, according to the Ramah. Taz says you can't compare. The Hocha Gora Tvei. Because over here, it's worse. Kiven Daha Miloi Shebifnim Sasme Bekol Tzad. Since the stuffing that's inside closes it from all sides. Those are the words of the Taz. So it's a little bit hard to understand. It's true that the stuffing is blocking the inside, but what's blocking the outside? So perhaps we can say that what the Taz means is that since the inside is blocking the blood from coming out from one side, from that side, so it's like it's salted in a klisha in a menukav, and therefore it's aser. But the Yad Yehuda explains the mashal differently. He says that the mashal holds that according to the Torah, if you salt it on one side, it's aser even b'di'eved. He learns the Torah not like the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef wanted to say that the Rashba and the Rosh agree by salting on one side that b'di'eved is mutter, but the mashal says no, that the Torah holds that even b'di'eved is aser. So over here too, since they only salted it on the outside, Mashal holds that the outside is aser. And the chiddush is that even though I salted the inside, since I didn't salt the inside part of the outside, it's not called salted on both sides, and therefore it's aser. That's the Taz. However, the Shach learns, but like we said, a simple understanding. Let's see inside. The Shach says, "Enemaf adam shebepnimi." The loy dami lechaticha ava. You can't compare this case to a thick piece of meat. Shenisbara besimin samachtesiv got nutes the mortar that we saw over there. That at least it have some ruba. It's mortar if you salt it on one side. The hocha en hapnimi nechshav kechaticha achas mechitzen. But over here, the Taz is learning that the problem is that the pnimi is aser, and we're talking about a case where the pnimi, the inside, was not salted. So since the inside was not salted, it's not considered the same as the outside piece, and therefore the blood will not draw out from the inside piece at all, and therefore the inside is aser, even in hefsa meruba. Kal hoben. Ulefi mashin is barav simen samach tes sif dalad. According to what we said in simen samach tes sif dalad, the af the eved aser, that la halacha it's aser even by the eved, meaning if there's no hefsa meruba. Imlo malach avazim va'ofes mibufnim and mibachutz v'nispashlu, that if you didn't salt the inside and you cooked it, it's aser. You have to salt the outside, the chicken on both sides, both on the outside and the inside. And the stuffing, so you also have to salt on all sides. And you have to wash them well. And then afterwards, you can put in the stuffing. But without this, it's also to cook it even with the ebed. Meaning, even with the ebed, like we said in Simon Samach Tefsiv Dalad, that nafsin buba, if it's cooked, it's mutter. So the Primogonim says that we see from the Shach that in a Hefsa Meruba, in our case, if you salted the outside, only on the outside and not on the inside, then the outside is mutter in a Hefsa Meruba. Not like the Taz says in the name of the Mashal. But if you stuffed it and then just salted the outside, the inside would be asur even in a Hefsa Meruba. This is because it's like it wasn't salted at all. Now let's continue with the Rama. The Rama says, V'chol ze b'di'eved. All this is b'di'eved. Aval ha'tchila en la'asiz shum mol yaisa rak im nimlechu shneim. But l'chatchila, you should not make any stuffing unless you salt both of them, meaning separately. So that means that even to roast them together is asr. The Machab always learned only asr is salting them together to cook them. But to roast them together, if they both weren't salted yet, is mutter. The Rama says that no, that l'chatchila, they have to be salted separately even if you want to roast them together. So now the Biragwa says that the Rama is going to Rashi that holds that you have to salt the meat a little bit before you roast it. The problem with this is that, according to the Rama, you have to salt them both separately, a full salting, and then wash it off, and then you could stuff it. This is how it says explicitly in the Toras Chatos. But according to Rashi, Rashi says on the Sugya of Mul Yaisa, by stuffing that it can salt each one a little bit, and then stuff it and roast it. I don't have to salt it a regular salting. Melichas Tzli is enough, and then I can stuff them and salt and roast it. So the Yehuda says that the Rama is really following the Ogur. The Ogur says that I have to salt them separately, a regular malicha, and the problem is that we learned from the Rashba in Simsa Ein Vav Siv Beis that you shouldn't salt the meat and leave it there before you roast it. And by stuffing, since I have to salt both the outside and the inside, and the stuffing, so it's going to come out and I'm going to be leaving the salt on the meat for a while before I roast it, therefore, the chatchila is aser. So it comes out that the reason of the Rama is like Rashi, but not exactly like Rashi. It's like Rashi that I have to salt the meat, but it's not exactly like Rashi because according to Rashi, I can just salt it a mlichas tzli and roast it. Rather, it's like the Ogur, that's a combination of the Rashi and the Rashba. So let's continue the Rama. V'chol ze mayri, she'en b'mun yaisezu rak basa o yasovim. This is all speaking where it's only stuffed with meat or grass. Aval im yei sham beitzim hanekroshim. But if you stuffed it with eggs that get hard, it's as if it's cooked, the eggs cause the roasting to have a cooking effect, like we learned in Siman Ein Gimel, and therefore even b'di'eved, it's asr. If they were not both previously salted and washed. The Taz in Sif Katan Hay, in first from the Rama, that's only mutter if it was stuffed with meat, but if it was stuffed with meat and eggs, even if the meat was not salted, it's asr. Not like the Mashal. Mashal holds it if it's stuffed with meat and eggs, the meat was not salted, in such a case it's mutter. But according to the Rama, it's aser. So the Rama concludes, basar shalei nimlach v'lo yehudach, shenitzle im basar shenimlach v'hudach, meat that was not salted and was not washed, that was roasted with meat, that was salted and washed, mutter b'di'eved is mutter b'di'eved, because we say kapol kach poltoi. Aval chatchila aser litzle is basar shenimlach im basar shalei nimlach v'fi lehudach. Aval chatchila, you should not roast meat that was salted with meat that was not yet salted, even if the unsalted meat was washed and there's no dam b'ein, it's still asur l'chatchila. So now let's see Siman Ein Ches. So Siman Ein Ches is based on the Gemara Pesachim Ein Dalad Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is a continuation of the Sugya of Mil Yaisa that we saw in Siman Ein Zayin. So the Gemara is bringing a proof to Mil Yaisa. So let's see the Gemara inside. Amsachem Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, 5 lines from the top. V'harovin Saba Tafle Hahu Bar Guzla L'Rav. Rovin Saba put a layer of dough on a young pigeon that was not yet salted and roasted the young pigeon like that for Rav. Ramalei and Rav told him, Imale Tafle, if the Tafle, the outer layer, tastes good, Havle Be'echel, give it to me and I'll eat it. So you see that what, even though it wasn't salted, and there's blood coming out of the pigeon and going into the dough on the outside, still it's mutter. So we see, Kabay Lekach Paltoi, even though it doesn't have its own blood, and therefore Melyaisa will also be mutter. So the Gemara says, no, no proof. Hahi Bismida. This dough was made of fine flour, the mefarer, which crumbles. And therefore the blood doesn't get absorbed into the bread, and therefore it's mutter. So then the Gemara wants to say that Rava does not hold of the din of Rava. So the Gemara says, Vaharava ikla lebe resh kalusa. Rava came to the house of the resh kalusa, betafle le ba'avza. And they put some dough on a young pigeon and roasted it like that, meaning without salting. Amale iloy de chazise de zig kazuze chiyota le achle mine. If not for the fact that I saw that the dough was clear like white glass, I won't eat from it. So the Gemara says, V'saka daitach kabor lekach poltoi. If you hold kabor lekach poltoi, my ear yekizig. Why does it have to be clear? Afilu hiloy zig nami. Even if it's not clear, it should also be mutter. Because the blood comes out, and whatever remains, even if it's in reddish color, is only mile. So Gemara answers, Hasam b'chiyurta, the shorer. Up there, it was talking about regular white flour, which is hard or dense. And in such a case, we cannot say kabor lekach poltoi. We do not say that the blood that goes in will come out. So far we're coming out that by smida, the fine flour that crumbles, even if you do not say kabbalah kach paltai, it will be mutter. And white flour, even if you say kabbalah kach paltai, it's aser. So the Gemara says v'hilchasa, the smida, the fine flour, bein ismik, bein eloi ismik, shavya. Whether it's red or it's not red, it's mutter. Because we say the blood goes through. The chiyurta izig kezuza chiyurta shavya. Eloi aser, white flour, if it's clear, like white glass, it's mutter, and if not, it's aser. Nishar kamochim, other flowers, ismik aser, loy ismik shavya. If it's red, it's aser, and if it's not red, it's mutter. That's the Gemara. So there's a machlekes Rashi in Tosfos, what's the case exactly? According to Rashi, we said that he put on a dough on the outside of the meat. But Tosfos says that if it's a dough, you see that the blood doesn't go through. So Tosfos says that we're talking about a liquid batter that's smeared on the meat. So only in such a case do we have these chalukim. So that's a sugya. Then the Beis Yosef brings the Shebrei Lehaleket, that we do not know the difference between the different flours, and therefore in all cases, it's aser. So now let's see the Machaber. The Machaber says, HaTefer Betzak Ba'oif Sholei Nimlach, if you spread a dough on a fowl that was not salted, afal gav de begamor maflik ben smida l'shar kimchi, even though the Gemara differentiates between fine flour and other flour, or ben ismik or lo ismik, and between if the flour becomes red or it does not become red, anan hashta loy bekinon b'milsa, we are not able to differentiate between the different flours, or b'chol gavne yesh laser. And in all cases, you should aser the dough, and according to the Yad Yehuda, the chicken being roasted. So the Shach and Sifkot and Aleph says that in the case of Pashtida, where it's a thick dough, we go like Tosfos, and therefore even Mi'ikar Din it's Aser, because the blood doesn't go through the dough. So therefore he asks on the Mechaber, that the Mechaber says dough, because by dough it's Aser Mi'ikar Din. This Din that we Aser, because we're not Pekiyim, applies to the liquidy batter. In such a case, according to Tosfos, we have these Chalukim, but since we're not Pekiyim, therefore it's Aser. So the Mechaber says, Ablein Nimlach V'shok Adei Malicha, if it was salted and the salt was left on for Shem Malicha, and then it was washed, Mutter B'chol Gavni. You can roast it in all cases, even with a dough. And the Goyin points out that over here the Mechaber is coming to exclude the Shita of the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you need Chalita. So the Mechaber over here is saying that you don't need Chalita, you can roast it with dough once it was salted. Then the Ramah says, V'dafka L'tapo B'batzik Aser. It's only Aser if you put dough on it. You can spread it with oil, a bitzir, or with meat juices. Basa shalay nimlach, meat that was not salted and is now being roasted. The ein zema akav apleta. The oil or tzir will not prevent the blood from coming out. So Mar concludes of Bashtida, Yeshla Din Bishal Begdera Ben Lakula Ben Lachuma. Bashtida has a din of cooking, both Lakula and both Lachuma. That's Simon Ein Ches, and with this we conclude Hilchas Malicha.